Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 247. As an introduction to the study of the special biological programs of organs controlled from the cerebral cortex, we are now conducting some discussions on the cerebral cortex in general. Yesterday we saw that it has got the important parts called premotor sensory cortex, motor cortex, sensory cortex, post-sensory cortex and visual cortex. Today we will try to list out the organs and tissues controlled from each of these parts of the cerebral cortex. Number one, the premotor sensory cortex, mouth and pharynx, salivary gland ducts, paranasal sinuses, tooth enamel, tear ducts, thyroid ducts and pharyngeal ducts. Number two, post-sensory cortex, upper two-thirds of the esophagus, small curvature of the stomach, pylorus, duodenal bulb, bile ducts, gallbladder, pancreatic ducts, coronary arteries, coronary veins, inner sections of the subclavian arteries, carotid sinus, glans penis and glans clitoris. Also, the renal pelvis, ureters, bladder, urethra, rectum, perianal ducts and cervical uteri. Number 3, sensory cortex. Epidermis of the skin including the external genitals and vagina, prostatic ducts, eyelid skin, eyelid gland ducts, conjunctiva, cornea, lens, milk ducts, outer ear and auditory canal, nasal mucosa, trachea, larynx and vocal cords. Number 4, the visual cortex. This part is located in the occipital lobe in the back of the brain. Visual cortex controls the retina and the vitreous body of the eyes. Both the visual cortex and its corresponding organs developed before the sensory cortex and the motor cortex. Motor cortex is the part of the cerebral cortex that controls the contraction of all muscles, or the ability to move the striated muscles is controlled from the motor cortex. Anatomically, temporal lobe is usually referred to as neocortex. There are four lobes in the cerebral cortex: the frontal lobe, parietal lobe, temporal lobe and the occipital lobe. So, the temporal lobe in conjunction with the other three lobes forms the cerebral cortex. We will study temporal lobe in detail later when we will discuss the temporal lobe constellation under the schizophrenic constellations. There are different sets of organs controlled from the left and right temporal lobes. First, the organs controlled from the left temporal lobes. From front to back, they are laryngeal muscles, laryngeal mucosa, cervix, uteri and coronary veins, rectum, surface mucosa, right half of the bladder and urethra, right ureter and right renal pelvis. Let us see now the organs controlled from the right temporal lobe. They are, from front to back, bronchial muscles, bronchial mucosa, coronary arteries, small curvature of the stomach, bile ducts, pancreatic ducts, left half of the bladder and urethra, left ureter and left renal pelvis. Friends, tomorrow onwards we will start discussing various organs controlled from the cerebral cortex one after the other. Remember, we are considering the biological special programs of those organs with a special attention to their biological conflicts and various medical conditions occurring during their conflict active phase or during the healing phase. Please never forget, according to German New Medicine, every so-called disease is a part of a significant biological special program of nature created to assist an organism, humans and animals alike, during unexpected distress. Before going to the detailed study of each of the organs controlled from the cerebral cortex, from tomorrow onwards, it will be useful for you to remember all the five biological laws of nature thoroughly well. they are summarized in the Corpus of the German New Medicine and is given in all literatures of GNM. In the case of all organs controlled from the cerebral cortex, and in the event of a biological conflict, the corresponding organ generates cell loss or ulceration during the conflict active phase, and these lost cells are restored during the healing phase. Here again, there is an exception with regard to few organs, the inner ear or the cochlea and vestibular organ. Retina and vitreous body respond to the related conflicts with functional loss and the periosteal nerves with hyperfunction. Please wait for more of very exciting knowledge with regard to the SBS of each of the organs controlled from the cerebral cortex from tomorrow onwards. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.